This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with another edition of Issues of the Environment. Each Wednesday, we take a look at an important topic regarding the health and well-being of our environment. And today, the focus is electric vehicles and the circular economy paradigm it's engendering. The automotive industry is working toward a more sustainable future, and our environment will be among the beneficiaries. Our guest today is Dr. Gregory Keolian. He serves as director of the Center for Sustainable Systems at the University of Michigan School for Environment and Sustainability. And Dr. Keolian, thank you so much for the time today.
You're welcome. Looking forward to it.
Well, our conversation today comes on the heels of a November 20th article that was published in the Journal of Industrial Ecology. This was a report put forth by your department in partnership with Ford and the Argonne National Laboratory. Is it fair to say we are witnessing a marked change in not only operations, but the philosophy of the auto industry?
Yes. With circular economy, which was the focus of our study, we're aiming to increase the material and energy flows in more closed loops and shifting away more from a linear economy where we emphasize resource extraction and use products and then waste is generated.
So this would be a much easier exercise if we had some visual aids to kind of explain this circular economy framework. Without benefit of that, how do we best describe the more succinct details of the circular economy?
Yes, so we developed a framework and set of metrics to be able to characterize circular economy, which again is aiming to close the loops of material and energy flows in the manufacturing use and retirement of products. And it emphasizes strategies such as reuse, remanufacturing, recycling, bio-based materials, and very importantly, renewable energy.
And what role will renewable energy play in these processes?
Renewable energy is very important for enhancing sustainability. Currently, internal combustion engine vehicles, only 6% of the energy going into making and operating and disposing of these sedans is renewable. As we shift to electrification, we can then reduce greenhouse gas emissions and reliance on fossil fuels. And it'll be really critical for the industry to also install, this is utilities, install solar and wind as we electrify so we could reduce these greenhouse gas emissions.
I would assume that as we undertake this entire process, it's going to require new standards and protocols from every company that creates any part or component that goes into an automobile. Is that a transition that can take place relatively quickly?
Well, the industry has actually done fairly well with circularity in some aspects. So they've done a really good job of retirement of vehicles. 95% of vehicles that are retired go through an infrastructure to recover materials, and over 80% of the materials are recycled. Recycled content, they've been emphasizing that, trying to increase it. Currently, internal combustion engine vehicles use about 27% recycled materials. So they're working to increase that. For example, Ford is using scrap aluminum from their stampings to make new aluminum sheet for their F-150s.
And there's no degradation in quality by doing so.
So when you can take that material in the manufacturing and the stampings and put it back into new sheet, you avoid contamination. The challenge is when you retire the car at end of life, when it goes through the shredder, that makes it more difficult to maintain the quality of the materials. And that's where there's an opportunity to sort that aluminum from the sheet, from the body panels, and put it back into making new sheet.
Issues of the Environment and our conversation with Dr. Gregory Keolian continues on 89.1 WEMU. Dr. Keolian is director of the Center for Sustainable Systems at the University of Michigan School for Environment and Sustainability. What will be the more measurable ways in a fully realized circular economy to show the reductions in our use of virgin raw materials and protecting the environment in that way?
One area with electrification is with batteries, and we're going to need batteries not only for vehicles but also for utilities, for grid-scale storage, because renewables are variable, they're intermittent. With vehicles, when the battery hits about 20% stayed at charge, they're no longer that useful, but they can have a second life. And this is where utilities could utilize these batteries for storage. So that's one area. Instead of manufacturing new batteries for utilities, we could use and repurpose batteries from vehicles. The other is, again, emphasizing more and more recycled content of vehicles so we could reduce the extraction of non-renewable resources.
Obviously, there is ethical concerns when it comes to protecting the environment, but let's face it, the auto industry is a for-profit business, and they don't make any move unless there's going to be a bottom-line advantage somewhere down the line. Is this going to be a short or a longer-term process to make this truly a cost-benefit for the auto industry itself?
Well, the industry, in terms of these raw materials, they are expensive. So as we can closed loops, we could then reduce costs in terms of materials and make vehicles more affordable. And in terms of electrification, this is a strategy that's really critical for addressing what I see as the greatest challenge in terms of environment.
Climate change.
And I think circularity is a good paradigm for guiding that transformation.
Once again, you're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and you mentioned that the cost will continue to come down. Consumers obviously looking for personal benefits in their purchases as well. This circular economy transition, is it initially going to result in higher costs to the consumer?
We know today that electrified vehicles are more expensive than internal combustion vehicles. Now, there's advantages in terms of the operation of vehicles, they're lower costs. But right now, because of gas prices are so low, the cost benefit in terms of the operation of the vehicle is lower than it should be. But we're going to expect to see, as more attention is focused on climate change, you know, fossil fuel prices will go up. And so electrification will become, more attractive.
Pickup trucks and SUVs are at an all-time high in terms of popularity, and they're the least economical and environmental friendly. So is there the possibility that as we go further into electrification, that it's going to help alter tastes and behaviors among the purchasing public?
Yes, I think we're going to see consumers are going to become more familiar with these vehicles. I mean, initially, there was a lot of concern about range, range anxiety.
It's getting better every day.
Yeah, it's getting better every day. The technology for batteries is improving. Their costs are also coming down, which will also make them more cost competitive as well. And I think that climate change is really going to be, we're in COVID now. Climate change is, I see COVID on steroids in terms of the impact that it could have on society.
Yeah, environment and public health, right?
Correct.
Is it enough, this change that the auto industry is undertaking and moving towards a more sustainable circular economy, is it going to be quick enough to actually put a dent in the industry's contribution to climate change?
You know, in terms of climate change, transportation sector is, almost a third of greenhouse gas emissions, so it's quite significant. So the industry does have a big responsibility and role to shift us to lower carbon transportation and mobility. And I think that they are poised to do that. You know, the technology is there and costs are improving. But I think it's also going to take some policy to help continue to provide incentives to get consumers to shift to electrification. The potential is there. In terms of sales, we're still only a few percent of vehicles that are electric. But the industry is really prepared. They're developing the models.
And over the next 5 years, there's going to be explosion of new vehicle offerings that are all electric.
Right. And then what's also going to be needed in concert with this is the infrastructure for charging. So we're going to need to see wide-scale implementation of charging stations. And again, as far as greenhouse gas benefit, we really need to see acceleration of renewable electricity for our grids to really reduce those emissions. Because if you have dirty grids and you're using electric vehicles, the benefits aren't going to be that significant relative to internal combustion.
I would like to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us and inform us today. I'm very grateful.
Well, thank you, David. Enjoyed our conversation.
That is the director of the Center for Sustainable Systems at the University of Michigan's School for Environment and Sustainability, Dr. Gregory Keolian. He's been our guest on Issues of the Environment. And if you'd like more information on today's topic and to access the Issues of the Environment archive, just visit our webpage at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.